to be an imagination. Number six, to give some interpretation to the holy name of the Lord. Number seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Number eight, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karma kanda. Number nine, to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Number 10, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain attachment even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offensive to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to achieve the desired success, Krishna Prema. Once again, I thank everyone for joining Bhakti Sangha conference call. Now let us move to our next session. May I know who all have joined today in this morning?
Hare Krishna, Susmita Mataji, Idunrut Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Kije, Guru Maharaj Kije, Priti Dasi, Prabhu Shakur. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, for joining the call. Welcome. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Kije, Guru Maharaj Kije. This is Arvindaksh Das from Chicago. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Arvindas Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Welcome, Prabhuji, to the call. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sushmita Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. This is Aditi Devi Dasi from Canada.
Hare Krishna, Aditi Mataji. Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Mataji, for attending the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sushmita Mataji, all glories Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. My humble obeisances to you and all the devotees. This is Krishna Kumari Devidasi from Rana.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Kumari Mataji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for joining the call today, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Mataji, this is Kamudiki Dasi. Sasmita Mataji. This is Kamadiki Dasi from Baltimore. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj and all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kamadiki Mataji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to the all the Guru and Maharaj. Thank you very much for attending the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Sushmita Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. This is Vidya Dasi from Texas.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandhavika Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, for attending the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. I offer my obeisances to all the devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. This is Anand from West Bengal.
Hare Krishna, I am Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for attending the call and welcome to the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sushmita Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to the assembled devotees. This is Anita Ramana from Sharjah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Mataji, for joining the call. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, is there anyone who want to introduce?
Hare Krishna Mataji, this is Vijayalakshmi from India. Dandavat pranams to all the people.
Hare Krishna, Vijayalakshmi Mataji, Dandavat pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for joining the call today. Hare Krishna.
We can start recording, Mataji.
Okay, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Today we are very fortunate to have our speaker, His Grace Pran Govindas Prabhuji, to enlighten on the topic of glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Gaura Punnima is coming for us, it is tomorrow, we are celebrating. So I'm welcoming Prabhuji on the call. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your precious time and your association. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mother Sushmita Devi. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
I hand over the call to you. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hey, Bidura Prabhu, you joined from Mauritius. Thank you. So, we would like Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. We would like to sing a song glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
If it is possible.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji, give me 1 minute. Oh, somebody has posting something?
Yes.
Okay. Let the person sing, therefore.
Is that readable? I don't know. Okay.
Prabhuji, we can share some KK songs. Do you want me to share?
Yeah, them? That will be probably better because I think. Okay.
Even I do not like the font because it's light, but I thought you should send that one. I should share that I one know. Only. I thought like.
Mother Bindi Binita Gandharvika Devi Dasi. I don't know what do you do without you. Thank you for caring.
We all will do without you, Prabhuji. You are coming and preaching us. Thank you so much.
I have to learn the tricks how to give the credit back to where it's come from you. Thank you, Mother. First of all, Hare Krishna, welcome all of you. I feel very grateful to be here, honestly, because it's glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm not qualified, I know, honestly I do know, but I do have an interest to serve the devotees and to be with Srila Prabhupada's lovers, Ishkan Society. So I just feel like to sing, so even though just tolerate me that even though I don't have a good voice, but this is a beautiful song, actually. It's so beautiful. That's why I sing sometime in the car. So I would like to share. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sakhe kalaya gauramudaram. Sakhe kalaya gauramudaram ninditaha taka kanti kale bara ninditaha taka kanti kale bara garbitama rakama garbita marakamaram sake kalaya gauram udaram sake kalaya gauram udaram Madhukara Ranjita Malati Mandita Madhukara Ranjita Malati Mandita Jita Ghana Kunchita Kesham Jita Ghana Kunchita Kesham Tila Kabinindita Sasadhara Rupa Ka Tila Kabinindita Sasadhara Rupa Ka Bhuvan Mana Arabe Shaham Bhuvana Mana Arabe Sham Sake Kalaya Gauram Udharam Sake
Kalaya Gauramudaram Madhu Madhura Shmita Lobhita Tanu Brita Madhu Madhura Shmita Lobhita Tanu Brita Anupama Bhava Vilasham Anupama Bhava Vilasham Nikila Nija Jana Mohita Manasa Nikila Nija jana mohita manasa Vikatita gadav gadavasa Vikatita gadav gadavasa Sake kalaya oram karam Sake kalaya gauram utaram Parama kinchana Kinchana naragana Parama kinchana Kinchana naragana Karuna Vitarana Shilam Karuna Vitarana Shilam Shobita Durmate Radha Mohana Shobita Durmate Radha Mohana Namaka Niru Pamalila Namaka Niru Pamalila Sake kalaya gauram udaram Sake kalaya gauram udaram Nindita hataka kanti kalebaram Garbita maraka maram Garbita maraka maram Sake kalaya gauram udaram Sake kalaya gauram udaram Gaurahe 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 Jaya Shachi Nandana Gaurahari Jaya Shachi Nandana Gaurahari Jaya Shachi Nandana Gaurahari Jaya Shachi Nandana Gaurahari Gaurahe 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nitaye Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitaye Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitaye Gaur Hari Bol, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hey David, nice to see you. Thank you for joining. So, David, would you like to read the first translation? Dear devotees, please help me to read these four parts.
My friend, that magnanimous Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has appeared as the rising sun to dispel the darkness of this age of Kali.
Next.
My friend, the most magnanimous Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has appeared as the rising sun to dispel the darkness of this age Kali. His brilliant golden complexion shames the bright luster of gold, and his beauty defeats the pride of Cupid. His curly black hair is decorated with a garland made of Malayati flowers, and bumblebees fly around him. His beautiful moon-like face is decorated with Tilaka, and his blessing enchants the whole world. His sweet smile delivers all embodied souls from the mirror of material existence by generating in them greed for love of Godhead. He displays unique ecstatic symptoms. He hankering to reach the unparalleled pastimes of greatly munificent Sri Gaurasundara, who distributes mercy in the form of Nama Prema to the supremely fortunate and Nishkinkana souls, those who only possess position is love of Krishna, and the fallen and foolish Radha Mohana sings in a mood of great distress.
Thank you, Mata. That was very nice.
All glory to Guru and Guru. All glory to Guru and Guru. Thank you.
Dada. All glory. So, Prabhus and Mothers, let us fold our hand. Three things, I'm going to say million times more. Three things we should always remember whenever we pray or chant. I mean, not whenever, we should pray all the time. But at least three things. Who we are praying? Who do you pray? Imagine that picture. That person is right in front of you and you are really praying to that person. It's called jantram. And what you praying is that bona fide, what that produced the result. You are aware of that. By praying what is supposed to happen, you are aware. So you utter with that or chant with that mood. The process that you follow is very important. So these three things together produce the result. So let us fold our hand and offer a prayers to our guru, spiritual master, whoever is helping in our life, Srila Prabhupada, all the way to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, Sixth Tattva, and Radha Krishna. Oh, while you are praying to each personality, through your subtle body, you can offer your heart. In Golok Vrindavan, flower manifested from the heart of Radha and Krishna. So the flower we offer, just like you go to any temple, Ishkan temple, you offer flower. In Guru Puja, every day we offer flower. Flower represents our heart. So let us offer a flower to each personality while you pray. Sorry, I'm taking a long time, but this is very important. Om Ajnati Mirandhasa Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhus and Mothers. So I made a small PPT, PowerPoint presentation, to discuss and welcoming the most auspicious appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So before I begin, I want to hear from at least 10% out of whatever people join, 40, 50, whatever you join, 10%, at least some mothers and prabhus, give me some idea how you going to observe tomorrow the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. You don't have to, I just want you to be honest and sincere. Say, I didn't even think. Oh, I'm going to go to temple. Just whatever you're going to do, just tell me in 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I won't take more than 3-4 minutes maximum for the whole thing. So either you please come forward or I'm going to call you. Which one you prefer?
Going to DC Temple, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Rajiv Prabhu, yes?
I'm going to DC Temple, Prabhuji.
You're going to DC Temple. But what are you going to do there, Prabhu? Going to temple is good. Intention is good. But what are you going to do?
Just so there is a kirtan program, a special kirtan program. So okay. Going to have a meditation during that kirtan program, Prabhuji.
Very nice.
You can bless
Thank
me.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajiv.
Hare Krishna.
Mother Aditi Devi, Hello. Yes.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. So I will be doing 64 rounds. I'll go to the temple. I'll cook special bhoga on this occasion. And the special bhoga, favorite of Mahaprabhu, Shukto.
Shukto. There is one more favorite. There is a song made of that preparation. What is it?
Maybe you will have advice.
Spinach.
Spinach. Okay.
Yes, tomorrow. Try to cook some spinach and offer to Mahaprabhu. He loves it.
Yes, I will do that, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you.
So I got 2 out of 10. I need at least 10 out of 40-50.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay, Mother Uma Devi.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I want to fast for Mahaprabhu and a chant. More rounds.
You're going to do fasting, but you're going to feed Mahaprabhu or you're going to make him fast also?
No, I'm going to feed. I make prasadam and offer to Lord.
Once again, would you offer, what kind of offering you going to offer? Just curious. He's God or he's a devotee? Because if you are fasting, are you considering him as a great devotee of Krishna or are you going to consider him as a Supreme Personality of Godhead? Just say it or you may not even thought about it. It's all right.
I pray him as a guru and Lord.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, I got 3 or 4. 4 I got.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I'll be going to temple and see Abhishek, and there is a drama arranged in our Chennai temple. I'll be witnessing a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's drama, Prabhuji. And I'll meet all our devotees and enjoy the festival, Prabhuji.
Wonderful. Okay. 5 more.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavat Pranam.
I'll
go to the temple, but I will do Abhishek home to the Lord. And observe fasting and chant more rounds as much as possible. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful. Thank you. Prahladananda Prabhu.
Dhanavat Pranam Prabhuji. My plan is to go and distribute at least one book, perfect question, perfect answer, to any XYZ. And in addition to that, I'll chant more, 4 rounds in addition to 16. And I'll read the chapter called Appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya in Mahadev.
Wait a minute. Don't blow it. Good. Okay. Prahladananda Prabhu. Wonderful.
Okay. I'll not blow it. Okay.
Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you. 3 more. Prabhus and mothers, anybody come forward. What are you going to do? How are you going to observe tomorrow's Gaur Purnima day? Param Karuna Prabhu.
Yeah, I'm going to take off for book distribution. Going to Chicago. Spend my whole time in doing Shringar Aarti, altar decorations, Abhishek preparations, altar Abhisheks, coordination, taking prasadam, heading back to Texas in the night.
Thank you, Param Karuna Prabhu. You are one of the big book distributor in America. Thank you. And Prabhu's on Mother iPhone. I don't know what is your name. iPhone is not a name, I know, but still, I don't know.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, Jashla Prabhupad, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Prabhuji, as you told in your previous class, I'm going to recite from Adi Leela, chapter 13, verse 92 till end. That will be like in addition to going to temple, extra rounds, and already now new outfit is ready for my deities and offering bhoga and all. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Mata. That's nice. I need two more. Going 11 instead of 10. Two more. Someone.
Hare Krishna, then with pranam. Last time I was new, I was knowing nothing. Still I fasted. I was not knowing who was Lord Chaitanya at that time. But this time I have a lot of faith. So I'll do fasting and I'll try to read. I'll hear the teachings from my Shiksha Guru also, and I'll try to follow his instructions. This time I'll prepare bhoga for Lord and hear the lecture in the evening in Bhakti Sangha. This is my plan. I do not, Lord will plan, then I'll execute more.
Thank you. I like the way you said it. We are initiating cause. We can plan. We can desire. Lord is a sanctioner. So thank you for planning that way. One more, last.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
I am going to temple tomorrow and to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya so that I can proceed in my bhakti path. And I am going to bake a cake for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. And we will have kirtan there and we will spend the time with the devotees. Thank you, Prabhu.
Wonderful. What kind of cake Lord Chaitanya likes? I was curious. What kind of cake will you make, Mother?
Prabhuji, I don't have any specific idea the way how I make.
Okay.
I thought I will put one toothpick and one flag there, and I will write there Hare Krishna or Happy Appearance Day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, I was just thinking
that was there in my mind, Prabhuji. Sorry.
That is very good. Very good. Very good. Wonderful. You all are wonderful devotees already. You are such a advanced, wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Prabhuji,
Dandavat Pranam, Mother. I saw your excitement in the reading the translation. You went so excited, you went all the way three.
Yes, Prabhuji. We'll fast here and go to temple, ISKCON temple here.
Okay, that's nice. Everybody has some plan. But today I'm going to request you. Today I'm going to request you add one thing. It's the most important. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that today in the slide I'll show you that recite Adilila chapter 13. I will ask Prahladananda Prabhu, if possible, he can put it on the WhatsApp or the chat, that what number to what number. You know, Chaitanya Charitamrita is available in Google's even, I saw. In Google's, you type Chaitanya Charitamrita, it will pop. You write down, and then, so Prahladananda Prabhu, if you can, just post it there so they can be benefited. And tomorrow, please, whatever you do, take some time and recite those verses. And the end of the chapter, you'll see that it says, anybody hear this on this birthday of Lord Chaitanya, you get love of Godhead. It didn't say at that moment, so don't call me and say, oh, I recited, I didn't get love of Godhead. But it says, if you do this, of course you grasp it, you contemplate, you practice, you will get love of Godhead, guaranteed. Not by me, but by the author, authority. Is giving the guarantee.
Prabhuji, kindly posted in the group, Prabhuji, that the words you told not to recite on the.
Yes, party. Yes. Prahladananda Prabhu is here. I think he will be able to do it.
Yeah, I'll just put it in the chat.
Yeah, he will do it. Thank you, Prahladananda Prabhu.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, mothers and prabhus. With all your permission, I'm going to now show you the PowerPoint. And if you see it, please just say yes, you are seeing it. So I know. Is that visible?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Yes, Prabhuji.
So welcome to Gaur Purnima 2023.
Prabhuji, you should also share what you're going to do.
Sorry?
We also want to know about your celebration.
Oh. How am I going to celebrate? Well, I get up a little early, try to finish, I don't know, it is maybe showing my pride, which is, I don't know, I'm a little scared of that. But anyway, try to finish as many rounds before Mangalarti, and then after Mangalarti, another sets of rounds. So you have a target, that much round. 64 is great, but if you cannot do, at least do 16. If you cannot do that, at least do something. David, you are doing 6, am I right? Oh, I'm not supposed to tell in front of the public. Sorry, David, you are welcome to this group. This is a beautiful group. But try to increase 2 more rounds. You will be a different person. It's a special day. Can you? 2 more rounds? Thank you. Thank you, David. So like this, everybody can increase little bit more than you usually do. Whatever service, whatever chanting, whatever studying, do little more, extra mile. It's a special day. So then after that, of course, I go to temple, and Alachua is a big temple. And I go a little early, like 1 hour before Mangalarti to make sure everything is good, running. Once in a rare, like once a year, sometime pujari to wake up the deity didn't show up. So it can happen, but I generally don't expect on these days. But it can happen. So you get opportunity to find out how do you wake up, how do you prepare the bhoga. You know, believe or not, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he eats sweet early morning before 4 o'clock. Guess what? This is just a secret. In case when you go to Golok Vrindavan, you'll be eating sweet also with him. So then we have a Mangalarti. Temple gets packed. And then we are going to recite some special prayers. And I make the announcement in the morning how we are going to celebrate whole day. And then we'll have a japa period with a PowerPoint presentation. Gaurachand Prabhu made it for us. I ask always before the festival to some young boys or girl to prepare this. And then for 2 hours, 5:20 to 7:20, devotees will sit down in the temple with this PowerPoint presentation. No talk, just chanting, but it's a slide, just a picture of Mahaprabhu, different leelas. And they can go on till 7:20, then Guru Puja. So I'll be there all the way. And then it goes to greetings the deity. Because we do greetings the deity generally in the first place. But on this festival day, we do the Guru Puja fast because Kirtan goes on till 8. And then deity dress take long time because we have a new outfits. Then at 8 o'clock, we have a greetings. And then all the Bana students, 100 students, our school, Hare Krishna school. We have the biggest school in America right now. And they make a special show for Lord Chaitanya's birthday. Every year they do for Lord Krishna or Radharani like this. They're going to perform their wonderful presentation. And then we'll have a beautiful class, glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we'll have Mother Mukha will make the announcement. And then the altar has a theme. Every festival, like tomorrow, there will be a theme. And you will be guessing, but you don't know yet until one Mataji will come and she will read the whole pastime. I'm not going to tell you right now because some of you may be from Alachu, I don't know. So I don't want to blow it. It's a beautiful theme they decorate. But of course, we have to be very cautious. We have to maintain the, Rasha. Rasha means transcendental mellow. Just like one festival, Prabhupada came down in the greetings deity and he saw only Krishna standing, no, Radharani standing alone. And he said, where is Krishna? Now, they made a Vrindavan forest, the whole theme. But Prabhupada was not happy. He was like knocking with his stick. Who has done this? Who has done this? He was angry. And the pujaris, they came forward. Is it look beautiful, Prabhupada? He said, no, who has done this? So they could not understand what went wrong. Prabhupada said, where is Krishna? He said, oh, we were hiding Krishna in a bush and Radharani alone. He said, never do this. Radha Krishna always together. Never want to see Radharani without Krishna. This is a lesson we learned. So very, you know, because he is a Radha Bhakta, you can see. He doesn't want to see Radharani ever cries in separation from Krishna. Of course, there is other pastime is there where Prabhupada said, okay, you can keep Radharani in that case, in this Krishna's headache pastime, you all know, where Radharani can be alone, Prabhupada said. That's the only time, otherwise he was not compromising. So in the theme we maintain, of course, the temple pujari, they asked me, what about this, this. I said, I have a reference from the scripture, so you are good. So it is very nice. Devotees are very cooperative and we do together. Very nice. And it's really nourishes our heart. And then we'll have a big abhishek. Prabhus and mothers, let me come back after 1 minute. Can I ask somebody a question? Who should I pick? Somebody senior. Long enough in the movement. Because we'll do the abhishek. Any volunteer? Okay, Rajasekhar Prabhu. I don't know where you are, but at least you're showing your face. Rajasekhar Prabhu, would you like to sit down in a place where thousands of water pot will be pouring water and butter and a ghee and honey and fruit juice and fragrance water? Would you like to get that bathe in that?
Ah, sure.
I think you'll get sick, Prabhu. Be practical. Will you get sick or not? If thousand pots of water.
Yeah.
You think the bathing, abhishek, what for we do this? Tomorrow we are going to do. And many of you said you need to go to temple.
Yes.
So we need to know little secret of it. I won't tell the whole thing because my time also ticking. You know, I'm already late for my presentation. But a little things. Nectar of Devotion, chapter 43. Read it very nicely. Srila Prabhupada explained, Mother Yashoda, out of affection, so much love for Krishna, holding the baby on the lap, her affection is more than Krishna can reciprocate. What does that mean? Her breast milk is coming out like a river of water, bathing his whole body. You read that chapter, Prabhupada explained. And then Prabhupada write, this is how the bathing of the Lord is done. In our ISKCON society, Prabhupada writes, every appearance day we bathe the Lord. Milk must be there because original milk of anything before milk ocean is Mother Yashoda's breast milk. So we bathe, this milk is not a milk, it's an expression of love that we hold. So we bring flour, fruit juice, we bring raisins, we bring nuts, we bring all kinds of juices, yogurt, honey. These are expression of love. No complaint will be ever there. Rather, it will be reciprocal. Anybody bathe, Prabhus and mothers, yes, you must bathe tomorrow. Bathing means you are pleasing the Lord. Prabhupada even goes further in his explanation. Now Krishna reminds, Prabhupada says, sometimes Krishna gets dusty from the playing outside, and when comes and drinks the milk of Mother Yashoda, her breast milk actually bathes him and wash away everything. Prabhus and mothers, when you bathe tomorrow, Abhishek, feel excited. We are pleasing Krishna. Whether you cleaning his body from his playing, because Nima is whole day playing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is whole day playing. He's with the dust, with the dog, with the animals, playing. So when you do bathing, Abhishek, be excited and happy. My Lord, I hope you are happy. I'm trying to bathe you so that all the dust will go away. No, I'm bathing you. Maybe you can come up with other. I'm bathing you so that you feel that our expression of love. We are trying to serve you. We are trying to love you, Prabhu. Please take us back to your lotus feet so we can serve you eternally. Please remember this. This is so important, Abhishekam. Abhishekam, of course, each item has a beautiful story. One day, not today. I want to go back to my PowerPoint presentation. Thank you. Sorry, I got a little excited and I just got sidetracked. Okay. Is that visible, David? Okay, thank you.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, so I'll go very quick. Gaur Purnima. Now, this is not a big deal. One of our friend, Prahlad Prabhu, he, in his presentation in our Chaitanya Chaitamita class, he was talking about the six tattvas. Generally, we talk about five tattvas, but this is very interesting. We generally don't give so much importance. So if I ask you a question, are we worshipping tomorrow Panchatattva? Panchatattva together is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is not just alone. I hope you all understand. Lord Chaitanya is not alone. Lord Chaitanya with Panchatattva becomes six tattva. One who reveals the Panchatattva, then we worship Panchatattva separately. Now you may say, why are you coming up with this? This one together. Bande Guru Nisha Bhakta Nisha Misha Vatarakan Tat Prakasham Satat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam. So, this Panchatattva that I offer my respectful obeisances unto spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, Lord's incarnation, his plenary portion, his energies, and primeval Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And these are the reference that Purbe Garbadi Chai Tatte Kaila Namaskar. There it is, Chai Tatta. You can see that word. Actually, it is a Chai Tatta. But one Tatta reveals the Panchatatta. That's why we gave importance to the Panchatatta. But actually, it's a sixth Tatta. So in the beginning, I have discussed the truth about the spiritual master. Now I shall try to explain the Panchatatta. So whenever we talk about Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada, Guru is very important. There's a repeated verse. Krishna Guru Bhagat Shakti Avatara Prakash Krishna Ye Chai Rupe Karena Vilas. Lord Krishna enjoyed by manifesting himself as the spiritual master, devotees, diverse energy, the incarnation and the plenary portion. They all are six in one. Everybody please remember, tomorrow is not Lord Chaitanya by himself. Lord Chaitanya with these six together is Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada explained. Identity of Gauranga. Very quickly. Jat Adaitam Brahma Upanishadi Tadupashyatanubhaja Atma Antarajami Purusha Sahasamsa Vibhava Sarai Shajya Purna Jaiya Bhagavan Shashayamayam Nachaitannat Krishna Jagati Paratatta Paramiha. Mother Swati Mata, the mother of Lord Chaitanya Nimai, she was thinking, who is this child that came through my body? Why did I see all these celestial damsels there praying? Now my father, Nilambar Chakravarti, says, he is like a Narayan God, Supreme Absolute Truth. So she's contemplating one day. She's thinking, unbelievable. He's just like a small child. Is he a child, my baby, or is he Supreme God? All of a sudden, she saw from his body, every toenail, every fingernail, like 20 places, blazing fire coming out. Effulgence, these are called Brahma Jyoti. Mother Swachi Mata, she was so nervous. My God, what happened to my son? What? She's rubbing her eyes. Something is wrong with my child. This is so much fire coming out. She could not even see it because everything was effulgence. She could not even see her son. She started rubbing her eyes and she's praying to Lord Narayan, oh, Lord Narayan, what happened to my child? Within a few minutes, Jogamaya removed everything. She ran and grabbed the child. My dear child, are you okay? And then she gave breast milk. Because Brahma Jyoti is coming only from his body. Those impersonalists, whoever it is, Mayavadi, anybody, whenever they talk about Brahman, Brahman does not exist without Lord Chaitanya. It is his bodily effulgence, pervades everything. Where do you exist right now? Through the Zoom or through Malaysia or through Florida, anywhere you exist, it is because of Lord Chaitanya's bodily effulgence. That effulgence is the existential potency. This is what the verse says, this verse. Jat Adaita Brahma Upanishadi Tadupashyatanubha. That Lord Chaitanya's, what Upanishad described the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. Then next, Lord known as the super soul is but for localized plenary portion. We are recently reading Chand Kaji, a Muslim governor, or you can say, governor. He was ruling Nadia and everyone, everywhere. Of course, he even did some kind of non-devotional activity, breaking Mridanga, declare nobody can chant. And Lord Chaitanya, first time, revolutionary movement against government. He called out, over 100,000 people came with the torchlight. They went such a force. And you all know that's beautiful pastimes. That even the Muslim governor, all his hundreds armies, thousands of armies, they all started running away out of fear. But Mahaprabhu's purpose was not to scare them, to rectify them. They had a beautiful conversation. I won't say the whole thing. It's a long conversation. Beautiful. Then the Muslim governor, he surrendered to Mahaprabhu. He said, yes, I have misunderstood. But conclusion was so sweet. He said, now I see that what Muslim read Quran is a new book. Purana, the Hindu's book, are more older. But your calculation, your explanation, establish above all something very mystical. I feel in my heart whoever God I believe, is telling me, you are that Supreme God. Mahaprabhu right in front of him. He smiled. He said, yes. So, even super soul, Prabhus and mothers, you all have super soul right now in your heart. That is Lord Chaitanya sitting. Try to talk to him. Try to evoke that auspicious correspondence between you and him. Then third, translation, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth. No other truth is greater than or equal to him. It's so beautiful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting a beautiful pastimes to a Ganga Bhakta. Now Ganga Bhakta, he's a servant, he's a follower of Ganges, Ganga Devi, and he's underwater, he's chanting his Gayatri, and he's offering his, with Ganges water, he's offering to Ganges, goddess of Ganges. He's very happy. He said, Mother, you are so kind to me. I have brought some flower. I'm worshipping you. I hope you become happy. I was traveling all over India. Now I have come to this place of Bengal. He has no idea. This is before Lord Chaitanya appeared. Then Lord Chaitanya appeared. And this Ganga Bhakta, some or other, super soul guided him to come there. And he did the same thing, worshipping Mother Ganges. All of a sudden he noticed that he was sitting inside the water up to his chest. But the water is going above his head. Now there has to be some tides or waves. But there is no wind. There is no reason the water of the river to go up. And he, all of a sudden, he sees that big waves are going. And he was like concerned. What is this? Where are these waves coming from? Why? Then he realized that Goddess, Divine Mother Ganges appeared. Oh, my child, you are very fortunate. You are very fortunate. Of course, Ganga Bhakta says, yes, Mother. I never had your darshan, but I had a strong belief, faith that you exist, not just in a form of water, but as a person. I'm so glad that you have appeared and thank you for keeping me under your protection. She said, no. I have appeared to reveal you the most confidential secret. Turn around. You say, you see my Lord? Now he knows that his Supreme Lord, her Supreme Lord is Vishnu, origin God, Supreme Personality of God. But he doesn't see anybody. It's just a little boy, one little boy on the bank of Ganges, just playing and roaming around. He said, no, Mother, I don't see. He said, that boy, he is the origin of all God. He was shocked. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that little boy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his supreme opulence. He is the possessor of all six opulences. He is the divine personality. The divinity is in him, full divinity. That Ganga Bhakta fainted. Of course, he came out of it after a while. Then Mother Ganges says, he will converse with you. And he was conversing. That little baby Nimai, Supreme Absolute Truth, he says, hey, don't reveal anybody my appearance. Until I disappear, do not reveal. And if you reveal, you will not be able to talk. You will be finished also. That's it. Hare Krishna. Somebody is speaking something? Let's see. Okay. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved many, many instances where he is the Brahman, he is the Paramatma, he is the Bhagavan. So Prabhus and Mothers, we all have access right now. He is in your heart. He's just waiting for you to start inviting him to your life. Invite God. How are you going to invite God, Mahaprabhu, in your heart? This verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita 1:3, very nice. Maybe you all can chant with me together. Anarpita charim chirat karunayavati nakalo samarpaitum unnata ujjalarasam shabhakti sriyam hari purata sundara dhuti kadamba sandipita sadari daya kandare spuratubha sachinandana. Anybody knows who composed this? Would somebody like to help me? Who composed this verse?
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Revealed that. He didn't compose this. Thank you, Mata. Rupa Goswami Pad. Rupa Goswami Pad composed this. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami borrowed from there and he put it in his book. Can you imagine? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his thousands of followers in Jagannath Puri, he found Rupa Goswami is the only one besides Swarup Damodar, knew the heart of the Supreme Absolute. Mahaprabhu was like a shock. How do you know what I'm thinking? Nobody's supposed to know what God is thinking. Only God knows. But Rupa Goswami Pad knew. Of course, Swarup Damodar came forward and said, that means you have given him that access. He knows your heart. That Rupa Goswami Pad, Prabhus and Mothers, please read the translation together. He is placing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your heart, in my heart, in everybody's heart right now. You may say, oh, I don't see it because you're not inviting him. He is already in your heart. You don't have to even invite from outside. He is already in your heart. So let us read together this beautiful. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Sachi Mati, Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Prabhus and Mothers, you are going to start dancing with Krishna. Be prepared in a Ras Lila. This is what it is. Rupa Goswami Pad is giving a secret that we will be in the most highest platform of Madhur Ras in spiritual world. Wow. And you can see why Prabhupada says this Krishna consciousness movement is directly under the supervision of, can somebody fill up that dot, dot, dot?
Radharani?
No. I'll say it again. This Krishna consciousness, he's talking about ISKCON. This Krishna consciousness movement is directly under the supervision of
Rupa Goswami.
Thank you.
Mahaprabhu.
Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu.
Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada said Rupa Goswami. Why? Because Mahaprabhu, what he came to give, he's giving through Rupa Goswami Pad. Rupa Goswami Pad has a strategic planning. He said you can identify where you are, where you need to go, and how you're going to go. These three, Rupa Goswami Pad gives very good explanation. Now, in this verse, Srila Prabhupada says, ISKCON actually is the Mahaprabhu's that distribution center in this purport, 16.1. You can see. I love that. Srila Prabhupada literally revealed. This is the deity in Srila Prabhupada's room in Mayapur. Entire life, Prabhupada had this Lord Chaitanya's deity in his room always. This is a very special. So we all can chant these prayers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, and Mahaprabhu will be very, very happy. Let us chant this, because this is very favorite to everyone. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato sankitana kapitaro kamalayatakshu vishambaradijabaro jugadharma palo bande jagat priya karunavataro. Can somebody read the translation, please?
I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintenance of the living entities, the best of the Brahmins, and the protectors of the religious principle of this age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mata. Okay. Now, Prabhuji and Mother, you may think like, what is this? When you came to this millennium, Satyuga, can you see the budding form of the lotus? Budding form of the lotus is the beginning of at the creation. Your heart, where the Lord and you are there, is in a budding form. Nobody knew how beautiful this relationship with God is. How most exalted relishment, happiness, this relationship with the Lord is. Because it was in a budding form. Then you came to the next millennium, little more opening. And I'll show you where it is. It began with Prahlad Maharaj, Brahmaji's creation. Prahlad Maharaj. Then comes Vyasdev. Now Vyasdev time, it went to this, left to the middle. Then four Acharyas came. Four Acharyas time, your heart started blooming little bit. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, your heart completely blossomed. Anybody don't take advantage of that condition right now is the most degraded soul. You will never get this love of God ever in this material world. I hope none of human being ever misses it. Now, this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. We chant Panchatattva. First, we chant Guru. So, I'm just going to give a very short. Advaita Acharya, who is Advaita Acharya? He is a Pancharatrik Ashray. The rituals we do in bhakti, it's coming from Advaita Acharya, because he is the inaugurator of that, inviting Lord Chaitanya with simple tulasi, Ganges water to Vishnu Shila, and inviting Lord Krishna to come, and Lord Krishna came. So the rituals that we follow is actually very easy. You don't have to follow the scripture so much, just follow the way in ISKCON we are established. This is Advaita Acharya's. Nityananda Prabhu, who is he? He is a Prema Ashray, key to open the storehouse of Prema. Prema means love. He has the key. Therefore, it is important that we have a mentor, spiritual mentor or a spiritual teacher always in our life. On our own is dangerous. And the spiritual teacher means, guru means, they have access to love of Godhead. They are relishing, they want to distribute also to you. Then on the far right is Shivas Thakur, who is the origin of all the living being. Because he is in the Panchatattva, we have an easy access. He's like our man. Shivas Thakur, I'm a conditioned soul. You are our origin soul. You have come down to drown us. please, please, please allow me, please allow me. You can beg and he will allow you. Because he comes from also, he's also Tathastha Jiva origin according to Prabhupada. It's very interesting. Then you need a sentiment to love God or to awaken your love for God. What is that favorable sentiment? Where are you going to get it? From Gadadhar Prabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the actual ocean of transcendental mellow. So let us raise our hand and chant one time loudly Panchatattva's name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Thank you, Prabhus and Mothers. Now the details are given on their personality. If I have time, we'll discuss otherwise now. The question here I put, why do we need to know the truth of Lord Chaitanya? Very simple way to say it, Prabhus and Mothers, you are suffering, whether you are aware or not aware. You have an inevitable suffering. You have a karma factory suffering. Inevitable like a birth, death, old age, disease. You all know it. And also due to the behavior, attitude, we also suffer. If we do wrong behavior, it disturbs others. We also feel disturbed. So three ways we are suffering. But actual main suffering is not this. Main suffering is that we want to be 24 hours a day happy. But we are not happy. So, in the history of the world, great personalities, they come, God send the people to remove our suffering. Jiva Goswami Pad explains these five types of knowledge. He says direct perception. So you have a like physical exercise, you know, be nice to others. All these things are direct perception. Yes, some suffering will be removed, but deep down suffering that you are not happy is still there. So then another group of comes, different philosopher, is called Parokshobad. Parokshobad means that you may not perceive through your own senses, but you borrow the other's vision and you develop, adapt their process. And then you do, like Patanjali, you can say, Patanjali also big yoga center everywhere. You know, all the religious this world, you know, like Christianity. I have this friend, very close friend, who tells me, I go to church because I don't want to go to hell, Govind, and I don't want, I want to go to heaven. I said, so for your purpose, you go to heaven, to go to church. He said, yes. I said, when you will go to church for God? He said, well, you know, I mean, I go there for God. I said, no, you didn't say that. You go there because you don't want to go. So these things are like yes, this is relieving our suffering in some extent. But actually highest happiness is not just to be somewhere in heaven or not to suffer in hell. It's actually relationship with God. It's the higher, never revealed. So above them is Aparoksha. Aparoksha also has a misconception of impersonalism, Buddhism, Shivadham and all this. I won't go details. Our Krishna consciousness began from Adokshaja. Adokshaja is a Aishwarjamayi, opulence aspect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us Aprakrita. Aprakrita means transcendental, where God himself is humble, don't even express I am God. He become one of friend, one of family member. And the highest happiness forever experience in that level. Can we confirm Lord Chaitanya's divinity? So, Prabhus and Mothers, I'm just going to give you very quick six because of the time. One is, find out from your guru what guru say about Lord Chaitanya's divinity. First, then take the authority of Shastra. Other acharyas, other authorities, bona fide authorities, what they say. Oh, okay. What they say about. And then ask yourself, how do you ascertain the truth about Lord Chaitanya? Did other authority, like even the opposite sanction, did they say it? Yes, the Shastra recommend that, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Did Lord Chaitanya ever reveal that he is the Supreme Absolute Truth? Yes. Not every time, because he came in a covered form. Did he display that he is the Supreme Lord? Yes. Prabhus and mothers, do you accept Lord Chaitanya as a Supreme Lord? If you have this sixth way complete, then you will be able to confirm Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divinity. I'm going to say it one more time. One is through your guru, through your teacher, spiritual mentor, spiritual master, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, whoever reveals Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divinity. One. The second is authority. Authorities are other Acharya Sampradaya. Like for an example, Nawab Hussain Shah. He was the Muslim king of that Bengal. He said to his ministers, even Rupa Goswami Pad, they were working under him. He said, why you think he's just a saint? He's not a saint. He's God. He's Allah. Now he's a Muslim guy. He eats cow meat and everything. But he figured it out and he concluded. Therefore, do not underestimate Lord Chaitanya. He is Supreme God. Even Akbar, the emperor of the Mughal at that time, Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, all were under Mughal. He confronted to Jiva Goswami Pad, the divinity. I have some reference, just the time I don't have. Then you can say, okay, how about simple way, six Goswamis? Yes, Jiva Goswami Pad wrote a whole song. Rupa Goswami Pad went to Banaras. I know Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord, but he didn't manifest his divinity yet. Srila Prabhupada gives a one beautiful understanding that you all know that verse. If you know it, or at least you should recite that with me. Namo Mahabadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutise Namo. I'm sure you all heard it. When Rupa Goswami Pad composed this and why did he compose? Rupa Goswami Pad came with his brother Anupam to meet Lord Chaitanya. He was on the other side of the Ganges in Banaras. He was dumbstruck. What is this? What is this? The whole place is impersonalist and Mayavadi. This 60,000 sannyasis, 60,000, do you know 60,000 sannyasis? I hope you do. They never say they need God because they claim they are God. They are not manifested yet. So they are following Prakashananda Saraswati to become God. But who is this Lord Chaitanya? He took such a humble position. And there's a whole description given where he defeated this impersonalist, Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur and everybody. You know what they said? He said, just by hearing from your mouth, seeing your effulgence, we are so satisfied. Nothing can be more than that. You must be that origin, Narayan. They all surrendered to him. Mahaprabhu made them devotee, gave up their impersonalism, gave up their anti-agonistic idea of they can become God. Rupa Goswami Pad was shocked that these thousands and thousands of sannyasis are rolling on the ground and crying for Krishna and raised hand, they're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Prabhupada says, that instantly he composed this verse. Namo Mahabadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Shenam. So wonderful. So wonderful. Of course, I didn't give reference to Shastra because Adilila 2.22. There is a, you can find so many references. There is not even one book. Mahabharata, Ramayana, everywhere Mahaprabhu's divinity is revealed. In that purport, Prabhupada gave a very nice Adilila 2.22. So I won't go in details. And then Bhagavatam 3.16.22, you will see that Sukhdev Goswami revealed Mahaprabhu's Channa Avatar. Because of the time, we are just going to go straight to this. 13th chapter, as Prahladananda Prabhu mentioned, and anybody is doing Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are fully aware. I would request everybody to read from 63 to 124. If you do not have, I'll share this. Okay. We can have a little very quick. I want different devotee to read this translation very quickly. Can somebody start one by one by one? Hey, Potita Tanak Prabhu, nice to see you.
Yes, Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Prabhuji?
Yes, Prabhu, please.
In the year 1407 of the Saka era, A.D. 1486, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And in the year 1455, A.D. 1534, he disappeared from this world. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grihastha Ashram household life, always engaging in the pastimes of Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Next.
After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyasa, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannatha Puri. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first six continually touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavana.
Thank you, Mata. Next.
For remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, chanting the Nectarian Maha Mantra. He
inundated
everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna.
Thank you, Mother. Next.
Adi Leela, pastimes of his household life. Madhya Leela, middle pastimes. Anta Leela, end pastime. Adi Leela, recorded in summary of Murari Gupta, Madhya and Atyant Leela, recorded by his secretary, Swarupa Damodara. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother. Next.
In Dandat Pranam Prabhuji, in his original pastimes, there are four divisions: Balya, Bhauganda, Kaishora, and Yavana, childhood, early boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. Dandatnam. Thank you.
Thank you, Mata. Next.
On the full moon evening of the month of Phalgun, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata. Next.
Hare Krishna. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. All the friendly ladies who come to see their child would chant the holy names Hari, Hari, as soon as the child would cry.
Next.
During his Govinda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. When teaching a course in grammar and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanation culminated whom Krishna and his disciples would understand them very easily. Thus, wonderful.
Thank you, Mata. Next.
Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtana movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. The Sankirtana movement went on from one part to the town to the town to another. And the Lord wandered everywhere performing Kirtana. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing the love of Godhead. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now we are going to start the 6 years tour from Cape Cameron to Bengal and Vrindavan. Antalila 6 years and 12 years, that's 18, and plus 6 is 24. This is his Sannas Lila. So now we are going to start. Let's see. Okay, next.
Lord Sri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Sri Sachi Devi, Jagannatha Mishra, Madhavendra Puri, Keshava Bharati, Ishwara Puri, Advaita Acharya, Srivasa Pandita, Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, and Thakura Haridasa. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata. Next.
Jagannatha was designated as Purandara, exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. He was an ocean of all good qualities. His wife, Srimati Sachi Devi, was a chaste woman, highly devoted to Sachi Devi's father's name was Nilambara and his surname was Chakravarti. Hare Krishna.
Very good, Prabhu. Next.
In Radhadesha, the part of Bengal where the Ganges is not visible, Nityananda Prabhu, Gangadasa Pandita, Murari Gupta, and Mukunda took part. Lord Krishna, Bajendra Kumara, first caused the countless devotees to appear. At last, he appeared himself.
Very good. Thank you, Prabhu. So now you know how he appeared. Now the little details on this appearance is the next. I'm not going to read today. Tomorrow, everybody, I'm requesting all of you. I cannot force or command, but this is my personal request. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, on the birthday, Mahaprabhu's appearance day, one must read this appearance of Lord Chaitanya.
Prabhuji, Adilila, Prabhuji. Adilila.
Yes, Adilila, chapter 17. Okay. 13.63 to 124. If you want, I'll send you this PowerPoint to somebody and then you can post. And oh, this is where I was going to go.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I escaped from that reading that whole chapter, which I'm begging, requesting all of you to read tomorrow. It's important. Maybe I'll just show you just the result. If anybody reads, what will happen? Yeah. Can somebody read that so you know?
In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of Sachi Devi. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord.
Okay, not by reading this only, you have to read the whole thing. I'm just giving you the results. So you read it tomorrow, please, mothers and prabhus. Okay, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching in a short. Aradha Bhagavana Brajesha Tanhaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Rahma Kachi Dupasana Braja Badu Varganaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharayana Paraha. Srila Prabhupada is so much in love with this verse. Believe or not, I don't know. He gets excited. Sometimes he says, Lord Chaitanya said this verse. Sometimes he said Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this verse. Sometimes he says Srinath Chakravarti Thakur says this verse. It's all true because it's in the fact. But actually it was composed by Srinath Chakravarti, which was promoted by Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is our life. Four things you need. That's all. Mahaprabhu's teaching boils down to these four things. What is your ultimate goal? Love. Who are you trying to love? Krishna. No. Krishna of Vrindavan. Not just Krishna of Mathura, Krishna of Dwarka, Krishna of Samaya. No. Krishna of Vrindavan. Very specific. Third, who has such a relationship of love with Krishna? Srimati Radharani. Gopi is headed by Srimati Radharani. Where is the proof? How do you learn this? From Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam. Read this. This is what boils down to this. Okay. Little more help.
To confirm the Lord's mission, all the people of the world will accept the holy name of the Lord as the common platform for the universal religion of mankind. In other words, the advent of the holy name took place along with the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord left only 8 slokas of his instructions in writing, and they are known as the Shikshastaka. All other literatures of his divine cult were extensively written by the Lord's principal flowers, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavana and their followers. The cult of Chaitanya philosophy is richer than any other, and it is admitted to be the living religion of the day, with the potency for spreading as Vishwa Dharma or universal religion.
Thank you. I don't know how many of you know how many people chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Japan. I do know in a Buddhist monastery in Japan, you will not see so many churches or synagogue or anything, but they have a monastery, Buddhist monastery. I went to Yokohama, Osaka, Kobe, not only just Tokyo, all other places, Okinawa. We have a preaching center, small, but you'll be surprised. In the monastery, there are 42,000 Buddhists chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Without knowing that there is a society ISKCON exists. It was introduced by Srila Prabhupada. So what Mahaprabhu want the whole world to embrace the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will see. If you live long enough, you will see everywhere in America also churches will start. It's already started in England, one church. So it is going to start. Now Srila Prabhupada meditated in his bedroom. I know personally because I used to clean that room. In his bedroom, he has Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful murti and this lotus footprint of Mahaprabhu is very much adored. So we can meditate for a couple minutes. These are the symbols that in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet contains. Just by meditating on this for few minutes, you can burn out all your bad impressions that existed or exist or will be disturbing in future. You can burn out. Except few things that you emotionally invested may not get burned out. You have to pray for them to go away. But just by meditating this, most of the bad karma disappears. So this is a very nice meditation. Sit down in a place with Japamala, just sit and chant 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, stare at those each symbol. And details are given also. I'll try to explain those in next. Can someone help me with this, please? This is from Bhagavatam.
I worship your lotus feet that destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life, freely award the greatest desire of the soul, the attainment of pure love of Godhead, or the shelter of holy of all holy places and of all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service, are honored by powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or the shelter, real shelter, willingly protect all those who simply bow down to you with respect, mercifully relieve all the distress of your servants, are the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. Dandat Mantrabhuji.
Thank you, Mata. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, you can see on top, 11.5.33. One more help. This is a very famous sloka. Even Prabhupada quote this few times. It's 11th canto.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce, and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmana's curse. Out of the sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned soul who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Syamasundara. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata. One more. Can you read that also?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Lord Krishna is simple, and his expectations from his devotees are also simple. Krishna was conquered by the banana pills offered by Vidurani. Lord Chaitanya was conquered by the banana leaves and cups given to him after much debating with his dear devotee Kholavecha Sridhara. It is not necessary for one to do something big in the eyes of this world to please Krishna. He is hardly concerned about the magnitude of your offering. Krishna smells the fragrance of our loving devotion, and he weighs the quality of our effort. Lord Chaitanya especially came to deliver love of Krishna in the most munificent manner. His mercy is unprecedented, and his grace is available to everyone, whether one is fit or unfit. One just needs to receive his mercy in one's life. As Krishna entered Mathura and met his devotees, he asked them their desires and fulfilled them. Although Lord Chaitanya refrained from giving any material wealth to the people he met, he blessed them with his Subha Drishti, auspicious merciful glance. Without even asking, he gave them love of Godhead. In this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya and his brother Nityananda are the two most merciful lords, and their shelter has the capacity to offer shade, coolness and delight, which even a million moons put together cannot. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Prabhus and mothers. Now my question is, would you like to invite Lord Chaitanya in your heart?
Yes, Prabhuji.
In this life? Or
yes,
this
Prabhuji,
year?
Definitely.
In yes. This year? Or this
yes,
month?
Prabhuji. Yes.
You are saying yes, yes, which
now.
One?
Now.
This year, now.
Now,
today.
I like that. Who said that? Now.
Today. Now.
Today? Wow. That's very wonderful. I tell you a little beautiful, a small story. I'll end with this. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he struggled a lot to actually discover this birthplace with his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhus and mothers, we enjoy Mayapur now. Even helicopter went there. The Prime Minister went there. President of India went there. The Mamata Banerjee, she's a Chief Minister of Bengal, went there. Big, big dignitary, they go, they are easy. But when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, with his father trying to excavate Mayapur Halidha, there was no road. Absolutely, there was no road. They had to cut jungle just to walk and find a spot. Of course, you know that how Bhaktivinoda Thakur very scientifically. He went to the government place because he was a deputy magistrate, the highest officer as an Indian under British. That time it was under British. And at that time, he found the hand drawing of birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the old record in the Muslim government. We should give a credit to the East India Company, those who read the history of British, that East India Company, before British came, 200 years British ruled India, but before British came, they actually sent East India Company to check out the whether to dominate them is possible or not. East India Company engaged Max Muller, a big historian. In the West, in our textbook, that Max Muller is there. Max Muller did glorify Mahaprabhu as a supreme absolute truth. I'm talking about 250 years back. Max Muller, he wrote the actually details where is what. Even 12 years older than Lord Chaitanya is Nityananda Prabhu is actually documented by Max Muller. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took all these things. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tried to excavate his father, he went to those government offices and pull out all the documents. Those documents are available. Then he, of course, meditating, praying, maybe I should go to Vrindavan. Then Lord Shiva himself appeared. Kedarnath, where are you going? And in the dream, he is talking to Lord Shiva. While I was planning of going to Vrindavan because here I cannot do anything much. He said, who is going to do this service? You spend time and discover Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. So of course, Lord Shiva's inspiration, he started. Then after some time, when he built a house and he was chanting, when you go to see the TOBP, you see, look at the TOBP and they're facing towards the Godrum, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. And don't go by the mundane feng shui system. Oh, it's not facing east. It's not facing like a north. It's facing little weird because somebody told me that. I said, it's not a weird. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw from there. That's what their Prabhupada's follower, they're building that vision. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur who saw the before beautiful temple where Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he thought maybe something is wrong. You know, how do you find out whether you are in a hallucination or reality? If you are chanting, you can hear you chanting and you're seeing things, it is real. It is not hallucination. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm chanting, it must be real. But still he had a little doubt. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahabhagavat, still had it. He called his secretary. He didn't say anything. He said, do you see what I see? And he looked at far distance from Godrum, you know, kilometer far. He said, Babu means sir, I see a big effulgence temple. A giant, the whole sky is covered with that. Okay, very good, very good. We'll go one day soon. Next day he was chanting, he saw the same vision. He called his son. He didn't say what. He said, do you see what I see? So his son looked around. He said, what is this? I never saw that. It's a beautiful effulgence, a giant temple touching the sky. This must be very special. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, this is what I wanted to confirm. So three of us are confirming. Tomorrow we'll go there. They went there. It's all owned by a Muslim because Muslim was ruling at that time. So then he asked the Muslim villagers, and villagers recognize he's a big British officer, even though he's Indian body, but so they respected. So they pointed and exactly pinpointed where that effulgence was coming, touching the sky to the ground. He said he was surprised that there is nothing growing except tulsi plant. He said, why this plant? He didn't tell the Muslim, because Muslim don't know the the holiness of Tulasi plant. So he asked, why don't you cut down this and grow vegetable? How come you left this whole acres of land without any vegetable? He said, Babu, Babu means sir, we tried many times. We plant many seeds, variety of vegetable, but nothing grows except this plant. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood that it is Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Then he went to these records, he found the records. Then he invited Gorkishudas Babaji. Gorkishudas Babaji confirmed. Then Bangshidas Babaji also confirmed. Then finally invited the head of the Vaishnavas, Jagannath Das Babaji. They struggle. Prabhus and mothers, that love of Godhead, it's still flooding everywhere. If you really open your heart, you will get it. And I tell you a secret small pastime of it. Bharati Maharaj told this story to Jananivas Prabhu. I was there in early days, 79 AD in Mayapur. One of Prabhupada's senior god brother who was a head cook of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Bharati Maharaj. Then he was sleeping on the ground floor and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur used to sleep on the upstairs. So he told this story that his own experience. It was middle of the night. Those days they didn't have electricity in that place. They didn't have a fancy watch or iPhone to figure out the time. But they were guesstimating very close. So he fell asleep, but all of a sudden he heard the wooden sandal, thuk, thuk, thuk. I don't know. If you are from India, still maybe they have some wooden sandal. In my village, some people would wear wooden sandal. Some people has. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to wear wooden sandal. So he was coming down on the stairs and this disciple is thinking in the middle of the night, where is my Guru Maharaj is going in the jungle? So he sneakily, he was trying to follow. Bimala Prasad, that time he was in a vow of chanting 1 billion holy name. 1 billion holy name. You can do that if you chant 192 rounds every day for 10 years. And that's what he took a vow. I did one time and I got sick. That was enough, I think. I was really sick for 3 days. I could not even. I mean, it was like a heavy dose. It's very nice. So I appreciate actually Haridas Thakur. I don't know how they did, but hopefully by their mercy someday you all will do. Because it's exciting. Love. Love is flowing. So that time, Bharati Maharaj was following his Guru Maharaj in the middle of jungle. All of a sudden, he started hearing kirtan. And he's using his intelligence. Kirtan in the middle of jungle, in the middle of the night. Where in the world the kirtan will come in the jungle? And what for? And who is doing it? Where they come from? You know, his brain is going like a storming. The kirtan is becoming louder. The number of participants are becoming bigger in numbers. Hundreds to thousand to 10,000 to 100,000 to millions of people roaring up in kirtan. The whole sky is filled with kirtan, with mridanga, kartal and sound. Beautiful. But he doesn't remember anything else. He fainted. He has never experienced like this. After some time, only thing he remembered, there is again tuk tuk sound of the wooden sandal. He turned back, oh my God, I fell down. I don't even know how it happened, what happened. Then he followed his Guru Maharaj. His Guru came, Bhakti Siddhanta Guru went back to his room and went to sleep. And he also went to sleep. But he could not fall asleep. He's thinking, what was that? That was the birthplace. But where these million people coming to chant in the middle of the night? He could not put together. He's thinking, should I confront my Guru Maharaj? Then he will see, he will say, why did you sneakily following me? You know, he was going through like a big, you're not supposed to do sneaky things in spiritual life. So anyway, he could not put together, but he's like a restless. In the morning, he went to the kitchen. He has a lot of brahmachari helping. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur giving classes. And he's talking. He gave this famous verse, Prabhupada also quote. Adda piha se lila kare gaurarai. Kono kono bhagyavane dekhi vare pai. Andhi bhuta chakshujar vishaya dhulite. Ki rupe se paratatta paive dekhite. Lord Gauranga still engaged in his pastime here today. Very, very fortunate soul are able to see them. How can those whose eyes have been deprived of their sight by the dust of sense enjoyment can never see that supreme truth? So he said, I want all of my disciples to develop that vision, to see the flood of holy name. One day it will travel all over the world. You will be able to see Lord Chaitanya through that Sankirtan. Bharati Maharaj ran from kitchen. Of course, they didn't have a microphone those days or sound system. When he heard this news, it was nearby. He immediately ran, and at that time he was hearing this. And then he just raised hand. Those days they didn't have a system after class question answer. It is only started by Srila Prabhupada, Iskon Srila Prabhupada. Gaudiya system was the speaker speak and that's it. Hari Bol till tomorrow or something like that. But Prabhupada started question and answer. But Bharati Maharaj raised hand and he was appreciating how Prabhupada started this question and answer. He said, Gurudev, you are that eternal associate of the Lord Chaitanya. You are seeing it. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur smiled. He said, yes. You can be fortunate also if you want to. That's all. He stopped. So, Prabhus and mothers, I'm also ending here. I'm just saying, if you want to, you can be fortunate right now and you can actually invite the Lord in your hometown, in your house. You may get that vision of Lord Chaitanya in front of you in your life, in your heart. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. I'm sorry, I went a few minutes more. Thank you, Patita Taran Prabhu, David, and everybody else. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Mother Sushmita Devi, I know I went over the time.
It's okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. Do you have some time, Prabhu, for question and answer?
If you have time, sure.
Yes, thank you, Prabhuji. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
I would be happy if somebody gives me some feedback, gives some reflection. What are you taking away from today's discussion? You're going to apply it tomorrow, Gaur Purnima. Something.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu.
So I think I'm going to try to attempt to chant 190 rounds tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I've taken
192
off.
Rounds? Wow.
Yes. I'm going
Please
to try.
Call me
I'm
back if you feel okay. Call me back after that. I know Malaysia is very far, but you can call me back.
Sure.
Wow. Thank you, bro.
I've not tried that, but suddenly when you said that, I was inspired. I was just thinking in my heart, I was just, why not we try it for Mangal Arati?
You know, you live in a Muslim country, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu.
You live in a Muslim country, you're going to deliver all these Muslim people. This is my really prayers to Lord Chaitanya. Krishna put you there with so many thousands of devotees in a Muslim country and you are really such a wonderful devotee. I hope you make all of them Krishna Bhakta. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With your blessings, Prabhu.
Any takeaway? Any other?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. Wonderful class, Prabhu. Brilliant instruction which you gave us today. And I didn't know so many things. And the chapter 13 from Nectar of Devotion, which as you said, I will be reading, I will pl-
plan with the mercy of Lord, of course. I mean, we plan and things don't happen until and unless we implement on that, right? So today, I will pledge that tomorrow I will do everything with love and those brilliant instruction what you gave, what Mahaprabhu would like us to do. Just pray for us, bless us that we do devotion with the complete bhakti and love. I just pray for the mercy, and with the mercy of Lord, I will try. I will try chanting as many rounds I can do, as many rounds out of 24 hours. Let us be devoted for at least 22 hours, if not 24. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you so much, Mother Aditi. Everybody is increasing their rounds. Wow. I'm feeling guilty. I better increase tomorrow too. I will, definitely. Mother Jyoti.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. I have one question. I heard in one lecture that before, when I was very new, that the Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy and he means his print is there on a rock. So that was his powerful bhakti. And because of that, his body was imprinted on the rock and that impressions are seen. So is this correct, Prabhuji? Because at that time I won't able to grasp that. But I want to confirm, is that correct?
Yeah, that place is called Alarnath.
Is it very good?
Alarnath is nearby Jagannath Puri. When you go to Jagannath Puri,
really the body is imprinted.
Yes. Nobody steps on it, but you can touch it. Don't say you are from America.
We are allowed to touch it, Prabhu.
Don't say you are from America. Just go there as a devotee, touch it. Just because they are a little bit sometime like they think they have a fear. Because according to their, I don't know where this originally from. I heard this many times, but I don't know that pandas are scared that someday the Western devotee will come and they take over Jagannath Puri, take over all these places. But that's not our intention. Our intention is to glorify. Ratha Jatra is everywhere, all over the world anyway. Lot of things like that. So in Alarnath, it's not too far from Jagannath Puri. You can take it's like a couple hours, you can just go there from Jagannath Puri. Beautiful place.
You can touch. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So if nobody is there, Mother Sushmita Devi, are you going to chant extra rounds also?
Yes, Prabhuji, sure. I will try to chant extra rounds. And I like the point where you mentioned, Prabhuji, how we should keep this in your mind. How do you accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If everything is clear in my mind, then I will be more surrendered to him. So you said few points from, we have to get the knowledge from our spiritual master, and number two, from other authorities, and we have to ask ourselves how we are seeing Lord Chaitanya. So if all these things will be clear, then we will be more surrendered to Lord Chaitanya.
That's very nice. That is very nice. So 6 points. Let's repeat that one more time. We must see how Prabhupada explained, our guru, then other authorities like the acharyas. Every acharya actually met Lord Chaitanya. They accepted Lord Chaitanya as the supreme origin. This is in Navadvip Dham Mahatma. Is explained very nice. I was going to speak, but it takes long time past time. That was beautiful. Even Shankaracharya met Lord Chaitanya. And Shankaracharya accepted Lord Chaitanya as the origin, Bhagavan. So other acharyas, they accepted. Then even Muslim government accepted. Max Muller, even Christian government accepted. I mean, you can see those authorities. And then you see third is the Shastra. Mahabharata says, Subarna Varna Hemango. Those verses are famous. Then Ramayana also is mentioned. Then different Upanishad mentioned about Srimad Bhagavatam. And so Shastra also says Lord Chaitanya is that origin. So that's third. And the fourth is, did Lord Chaitanya claim he is the Supreme? Yes, he did claim. He revealed to Advaita Acharya. He displayed the universal form to Advaita Acharya. Just like Krishna did to Arjuna. And he revealed to this astrologer, many people, Keshav Kashmir, the conqueror of the four directions. So many, many places we see that he revealed himself as a Supreme Lord, even though he's trying to cover himself always, but he still revealed. We cannot say no, he did. And then the fifth is, did he display that supremacy, divinity? Yes, he did. He not only claimed, he also displayed. Just like Krishna claimed in Bhagavad Gita, he also displayed. You know, 16,108 places, Raslila, all these places, he displayed his supremacy. Lord Chaitanya also displayed his supremacy. And the sixth is how we are actually embracing and accepting. Did I grow up? If I ask Mother Sushmita, how much money can I pay you to forget that you never had a mother? How much money you need?
That is really impossible, Prabhu. We cannot forget our mother.
Yes. That is very good answer. Perfect answer. That is impossible. Because you grow up with mother's affection, mother's care, mother's protection. You did not have to check the DNA or, you know, genealogy or anything. You just embraced it. You grew up with it. Strong belief. We need to grow up like this every day. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is my Lord. He has come to give Krishna consciousness. We have to grow within ourselves, just like we grow up with mother, believing that she is my mother forever. Similarly, we have to accept also Lord Chaitanya. So these six together, definitely, I got this from Srila Prabhupada's inauguration, groundbreaking ceremony in Bombay. He asked this question, how do you accept Lord Chaitanya as Supreme? So then they asked, you know, and then Prabhupada went back and forth. Mahamsa Maharaj revealed that. He said, my God, Prabhupada did not say six way, but Prabhupada conversation I took as a six key points. They said, well, you said Krishna is Supreme Lord and that Krishna is Chaitanya. Prabhupada said, that's good, something more. That means he was not happy with the answer enough that Prabhupada said. Because if you meet Sai Baba, Sai Baba say he's God. Now what are you going to do? But that's not enough. Guru can say so many things. Not necessarily is the other authority has to accept. So what Prabhupada said, Krishna is Supreme Lord, other authority also accepted. Shastra also said Krishna is Supreme Lord. Similar way. So I picked up from there and said, okay, six way we as determine or ascertain the divinity of Mahaprabhu. Thank you for bringing the most important key point. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your precious time today. If no one has any question, then we can end the call here.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for the enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again and again in future. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Bancha kalpa darujya sindhu vai bacha patita nam
bhavani namo namah. Hare Krishna, Jai Bhakti Japa Sangha Guru Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai,
Prabhuji Ki Jai,
Mahaprabhu Ki Gauranga Nityananda,
Nityananda,
Gauranga Nityananda.